Since the beginning of this election, both candidates, Trump and Clinton, have put out their opinions on several different topics, such as taxpayers, national economy, middle class, and lower class citizen rights. But something that they've kept under wraps about is ISIS. As everyone knows, ISIS is a terrorist group officially formed in 2014. Since then, they spread terror and hatred throughout the Middle East, as well as other parts of the world. In this podcast, we will be talking about what Hillary and Donald have shared about what they feel about ISIS and their plan of attack. La papaya.
No digáis nada, no os entendería.
Welcome to the first episode of our podcast. I am your host today, and joining us is Jasmine. Today we will be focusing on ISIS and what the candidate's approach on it is. So what is ISIS and how has it affected the US? As everyone knows, ISIS is a terrorist group, officially formed in 2014. The group made huge news starting in the beheadings. Since then, ISIS has grown drastically and has spread terror and hatred throughout the Middle East as well as other parts of the world. Obviously, this is a serious concept. We need to know that our next president knows how to handle ISIS in the best way possible to keep our country safe, but also to help Syrians who are the most affected by ISIS. But when you talk to Donald Trump about his plan, he never seems to have an answer.
If I win, I don't want to broadcast to the enemy exactly what my plan is. And let me tell you, if I like maybe a combination of my plan and the general's plan, or the general's plan, if I like their plan, Matt, I'm not going to call you up and say, Matt, we have a great plan.
Yes, that sounds reasonable, but how can we vote for him without knowing his intentions? He made it seem as if we were the enemy. The enemy is ISIS. We are the ones voting for him to defeat ISIS. It would only make sense for him to share his thoughts on the matter.
Hillary has an even more confusing approach.
We have to defeat ISIS. That is my highest counterterrorism goal. We are not putting ground troops into Iraq ever again, and we're not putting ground troops into Syria.
I agree with the president's point that we're not putting American combat troops back into Syria or Iraq. We are not going to do that.
Then how is she planning on defeating ISIS? Hillary Clinton has shared before that she is planning on doing something with ISIS, but hasn't given us the full description of her exact motives.
I was looking through her website and read that if she's elected president, she's planning on sticking with our allies and making sure that we're stronger at home before we go out and help others, which makes sense. Hillary's and Trump's plan to defeat ISIS is concentrated on Russia.
We're going to put up a no-fly zone where the Russians are clearly kept informed. I want them at the table. They don't have to participate in it, but I want them to understand that there has to be safe areas on the ground. I think you say, look, we need your, if not your active help, your acquiescence in what we're going to do going after ISIS. So that means you're going to have to pull back from this area while we go after their leadership and their economic infrastructure. But if you want to be part of that, we would welcome you.
Russia's on the side of Assad, and Russia wants to get rid of ISIS as much as we do, if not more, because they don't want them coming into Russia. And I'm saying, let Russia fight ISIS if they want to fight them. Let them fight them in Syria.
So is Hillary saying that even without Russia's help, America is going to intervene? Or that she's setting up and hoping that they will help?
Both of the president candidates have left us with a lot of questions about their plan to attack ISIS and with no real solutions. From what you've heard, which one do you think is the best candidate to eliminate ISIS?
I'm kind of leaning more towards Hillary. She gives more examples and details. I don't think I can trust a president who has a secret plan of attack. He's supposed to be the voice of our nation, but with him not sharing, it's like he's taking that away.
So today we briefed over the presidential candidates' thoughts on ISIS and what we think about the topic. Thanks, Jasmine, for joining us, and thank you for listening.
Banana, 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 banana le venas con la papaya.
No digáis nada, no os entendería.